new initiatives that are coming up for the new season?
So a couple of things. We have, last year was the first year that we had partnered with a league-wide sponsor, so we're looking to leverage that. We're also looking to partner with organizations that share our commitment to professional women's sports. So we have reached out to organizations to form some partnerships I can't speak to or divulge at this point, but really working with, I think, some terrific, on the verge of announcing some partnerships with some terrific organizations that are going to have others joining our loyal fan base coming alongside of you. So that's been one important piece. And I guess I'm just really excited about this coming season. With the anniversary of Title IX and this being an Olympic year, I think there are lots of reasons why people are going to be paying a lot more attention to sports in general and to women's sports. And I sit next to someone who's on the selection committee for the women's Olympic team, and twice now she's had to put the phone down, leave her office, pull her hair, and then go back into the negotiations. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because what that tells me is that we have a lot of talented women in this league, and this is a very hotly contested slot on that Olympic team, so stay tuned. But I think that's going to draw a lot of attention to the league and put many of our players on an international platform where they deserve to be.
Excellent. Yes, it's going to be definitely difficult.
And you guys are lucky here. The kickoff, you know, the send-off for the Olympics, I don't know if you've heard, but it's going to be happening in Washington. So I wish I could say we designed that, but you deserve it. How about that?
That's right. July 16th, get your tickets for that. That will be an awesome event here with USA Basketball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, again, this is your second season as the president of the WNBA. What has been the most enjoyable aspect of your job thus far?
Two things. One is meeting fans, and I'm not saying that because I'm here with you guys tonight, but I just remember everyone telling me, you have no idea how intelligent and dedicated and passionate the fans of the WNBA, and I mean, city by city by city, that has proven to be true. And for me, being a rookie, I am learning a lot as I meet with fans. And then the second piece of it has been getting to know the players and the women of the WNBA, and I count those who are on the court, they are just amazing, amazing women. They are amazing competitors, and they've become some pretty good friends. So I'm just really proud. Really, really proud and really happy.
Right, and what does this mean for you in terms of it being the 40th anniversary of Title IX, as well as it being an Olympic year? And you touched on it, just saying how exciting it's going to be. But for you personally, yeah, as a female in your role, what does it mean for you this season coming up?
Yeah, well, two things. One is I was speaking with someone earlier. I have a niece. My youngest niece is 6 years old. And I had the pleasure of taking her to her first WNBA game, and she went crazy. I mean, she just loved it. She just loved it. And she lives in Chicago, and she then, a couple months later, had the opportunity to go to an NBA game. And she turned to her mother, and she said, I didn't know men played basketball. And I thought, there we go. I knew I loved her, but now she might be my favorite niece, just because I think she's viewing the world properly.
Extra cookies in the basket.
Absolutely, absolutely. She's getting an extra big birthday present this year.
That's right. But it's going to be an exciting year here for the Washington Mystics, the 15th season. And how important is that stability to have the league in its 16th year, but the Mystics going into their 15th?
Well, first of all, I love the way you phrase that. One of the things I can't wait for is to start the press around the beginning of the season, because I remember all last season people kept asking me, what's the health of the league, blah, 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 and I was new enough, and I am vying for somebody to challenge the stability of the league now that I've got a year underneath my belt, because we've been around for 15 years. We are not going anywhere, and I just wish for Washington and the Mystics as much excitement and joy and success in their 15th year as the league had in our 15th year. So I think, you know, I'm not allowed to have favorites. I'm not allowed to comment on how Trudy's building the team. So, you know, hands off, I'm completely neutral. But I think 15 is a lucky number. How about that?
I love that. And we also have some more special guests that can tell us about the exciting season, the 15th year for the Washington Mystics. And we'll start here with the president and managing partner for the Washington Mystics, Ms. Sheila Johnson.
So, can I just say one more thing before I go? I'm actually glad that I'm going to be able to hand my mic over to Sheila. One of the, I should have said this earlier, but one of the pleasures, in addition to getting to know the players, I've spent a fair amount of time getting to know the owners of our teams. And, you know, without embarrassing you in public, Sheila has been, let me just say it this way, you should feel very lucky to have Sheila in this role with this team. I've been really impressed with your passion and your commitment. And also, part of my learning curve, I have to thank you for bringing me on board and helping me find my feet underneath me in this crazy, crazy world of basketball, because it's kind of new to me. So thank you for that.
We'd also like to welcome the head coach and general manager, Ms. Trudy Lacy. She's right here.
Can I just say something before Laurel leaves? As I've gotten to know her, and I have watched her, we've been in conference after conference last summer with ESPNW, and not only has she been one of the most approachable women in the position that she's in, but I'm going to tell you, she has delivered speeches that have brought me to my knees in tears. She is brilliant, she's inspirational, and she is just fantastic. So we're very lucky to have you.
Thank you so much, Laura, for your time. But we also have another guest here to my left, the COO of the Washington Mystics, Greg Bibb.
Yeah.
So we'll start on this side with Trudy Lacy. And we've discussed a little bit about the changes that have been made for the upcoming season. Can you just expound upon what you expect from this year's group?
Yeah, actually, before I get into that, I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you very much for coming. I know it's March Madness, so if you've watched as much basketball as I have, you're probably looking cross-eyed at this point. But thank you so much for being here. And
it's only the women that are left in this area.
Yeah, well, I have to throw, come on, the NC State men are still in there, so, we haven't been there for a while, but I saw Maryland play the other night, good win there, but again, and I just wanted to thank all of the staff people that are here. They do such a fabulous job for us, and as well as, over the last few years, Greg and I have got to know each other a lot better. I think he thinks that's a good thing.
As long as you're not cheating on the basketball, right? Or playing pickup ball.
We play pickup, I would say together, because we're never on the same team, but we're playing tomorrow, so we got this little rivalry going, But I think my team won all their games the last day, but we won't go there.
March Madness, indeed. March Madness in the office.
Yeah. But, I mean, Greg, as you know, does an absolutely fabulous job for us, so committed to the Mystics, and I'm so fortunate to have the opportunity to work with him. And also, I want to give a big thank you to Dr. Johnson, because she is always available to me. We spent countless hours on the phone during the off season and making our decisions for the team. I respect her input so much, and I feel like that we've done this together. We're really looking forward to the season. So I just want to take the opportunity to thank these guys, especially for all their support and all their help. So let's give them a round of applause. Yeah, we got your question.
No, that's okay. You know what? I'm gonna go to Sheila Johnson on this one. We'll come back to you on that. But just last season, there was a perception that maybe you weren't around visibly as much. Can you expound on that thought?
Well, believe it or not, I was definitely around. I wasn't up in the front there as much. But first of all, I just want to, on a very personal note, I had a really rough summer. My son had a terrible, terrible accident where he lost eyesight. It was a baseball injury, and I tell you, it took everything out of me. It was one of the worst summers of my life. And so, you know, I'm a mother. And I'm a fierce mom, and just getting him from Johns Hopkins to everything. But it's all good. He was much better at handling it than I was. So not giving up and not listening to the doctors, and this is where we all have to be very aggressive in our health. I went more the holistic approach with acupuncture and Reiki. So he now has 20/20 peripheral. He can make out people this way. When he looks to the right, there's still dark spots. But I was actually at the Global Sports Conference in Aspen when I got the call, and I was going to come back to get to a game. And I tell you, when I saw him, and I still think about it, I fell apart. And it has been a very, very tough summer. But what I want you all to know, that I was at the games, I was there, it just... I was emotionally sapped. I mean, it just wasn't the same kind of summer for me. So that's what was going on. I never talked about it. I don't want it to be a press issue or anything, but I am a mother first, and it was really important that I be there for her.
I can definitely understand that from the motherhood perspective, but... On a lighter note, much lighter note, the Mystics led the WNBA in sponsorship last season. What do you foresee in terms of new sponsorships for this year?
Well, I'm going to let Greg speak to that, but I'm going to tell you, our sponsorship is number one in the WNBA. We have worked so hard. And I know some of you were a little upset when the Mystics went off the shirt, but I'll tell you, we have to make our numbers to stay viable. And we were able to do an exceptional deal with Inova, where our focus with Inova is women and fitness, and it was just the perfect match for our team. I'm still very excited about it. They have renewed for this year, and I'm actually working with them very closely. They're going to be building a children's hospital. They've been doing some great work in genomics medicine, which is, you probably have seen their commercials on TV. I'm holding a fundraising event at my farm. I've got John Legend coming in performing. See what I do to keep these Mystics alone. Todd English is cooking. But I want you all to know, you don't see everything that goes on, but Greg and I work our tails off for this sponsorship. This we have to do single-handedly. We've got K Jewelers. I fly out to Akron. We work very, very hard. But Greg, where are we in our numbers on sponsorship now?
Well, I'm pretty confident that we'll lead the league again in sponsorship, but really that starts and ends with you. If we didn't have the best and the biggest fan base in the WNBA, no matter how we tried to sell it, no matter how dedicated and resourceful and passionate Sheila would be, we wouldn't have the partners that we do. So that actually is a big thank you to you for being so committed to the Mystics and for showing up game after game, month after month, and year after year. So thank you to you for doing that. We will have another good year. And the other part of that is, while we've done great locally, you know, in the spirit of rising tide lifts all boats, the league has also grown exponentially in terms of the partnership activation and engagement that they've experienced in the last couple of years. And if you look closely on the jersey at the end of last year, not only was there Nova at the top of the shirt, but there was Boost Mobile at the bottom. And Boost Mobile made a league-wide financial commitment that candidly was multiples and multiples larger than any other corporate partnership in the history of the WNBA, largely driven by ESPN exposure, which now the league receives a revenue rights fee from ESPN to broadcast the game. So it's this big circular thing happening, and at the end of the day, it's a snowball, and that snowball is growing and growing and rolling downhill at a faster speed than ever before, and I think you're going to continue to see the growth of women's basketball, not just here in our region with the great program at Maryland and at Georgetown and all the other schools as well, and not just here with the Mystics in Washington, but across the league and across the country. I think women's basketball is in a better place today than it's ever been before. And if you don't believe me, turn on your television tonight and watch some of the games and watch the competition and the level of talent out there. It's literally every year you see a player come along now that's, wow, we haven't seen that before. And we're seeing that in the tournament this year, and I think that's going to continue, and that's only good for the WNBA. So sort of full circle back onto the original question, thank you for all you do in helping us attract those all-important dollars to keep this business moving in the right direction. Thank you.
Very nice.
Well, with that being said, Sheila, with this being the 15th season for the Washington Mystics, how important is that to continue that snowball effect?
Well, I think it's extremely important, and we've got a lot of exciting things coming up, and I think because of our 15th year, I'm very excited about having the Olympic send-off from here. And what no one has spoken about, you know, it's the, was it 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts?
It is 100 years for the Girl Scouts.
And it is our show. So we've got that here in Washington, and we're going to do a Rock the Mall event, which is going to be very exciting. It's very much part of our Washington Mystics, so we will be front and center of celebrating the 100th year of the Girl Scouts. But most importantly, we wouldn't be around if it weren't for you all and the dedication of the fan base here in Washington, D.C. You know, honestly, this is a very, very tough city. We've got more teams per square foot than anything I've ever seen. And we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you all. We need you. We worship you. We think you're the best, and I think it shows the sustainability of this franchise, and believe me, it's the most important, one of the most important things I'm doing in my life, other than being a mother.
Okay. Well, fans definitely sustain teams, and you all have done a tremendous job, and if you haven't renewed yet, now would be a great time for that. But back to you again, Sheila. I'm just You love it. The goals for this season for the team?
Playoffs, to a championship. Yeah. We are building a team that wants to be here forever. Those are my goals, and to fill the arena with fans.
I wish I could sing that well.
Hallelujah.
Well, now it is Trudy's turn, so you can pass it over to her.
That's a hard act to follow.
I don't know if she needs to sing, you know. But, Trudy.
Well, you know, in my next life, I want to be a backup singer for Tina Turner. She's, you know, she comes back, then I'm coming back.
There you go.
Know. Most of y'all probably don't know who Tina Turner is. You know who Tina Turner is.
Rolling. There it is.
That's what we're going to be doing this year. Rolling.
Well, Trudy. And speaking of rolling, the positions that you're looking to fill this year, I know there are a lot of new faces on the roster this year, but in terms of the upcoming draft, what positions are you looking to fill?
Well, you know, at 8 and 10, we are probably going to take best player available. You know, we have filled a lot of positions already in all the work that we did in the offseason. So, you know, one of the most important things for us was to build some depth. It's important in the playoffs to have one, a team with experience, you know, two, with a team with some depth. I think we've addressed both of those things. And so, you know, as the draft approaches, we'll be just looking to add to that depth.
And some of the trades that were made, in particular with Marissa Coleman, can you explain, I guess, the reasoning behind that and Noelle Quinn and her presence on the roster?
Well, you know, again, you know, we we wanted depth and a like versatility, you know, player like a Noel Quinn, even Dominique Canty can play multiple positions. And so, you know, we thought that that would complement our team very well. Natasha Lacey, who's playing in Turkey, leads the Turkish league in steals and assists. So they're very adept players, and I think they'll complement each other very well.
And the draft picks from last year, can you explain why those players have been traded?
Well, again, you know, as we evaluated the entire roster, you know, obviously we had the injuries. You know, we were very young, and so we weren't able to close out a lot of close games. And in order to do that, you really need experience, you need depth, and that's what we went after.
Right. And we're sticking on the same vein of new and change. And since 2004, Elena Beard has been on the roster here. This year she will not be. What kind of presence do you feel will be missing from an Elena Beard?
Well, I mean, you obviously don't replace Elena Beard, but having said that, you know, we've played two seasons without her. You know, we're thankful that she's healthy and hopefully we'll be able to compete this summer. But, you know, as Dr. Johnson and I, you know, spoke in the offseason, you know, we wanted to build a solid team, you know, with players that, like we said, they can play multiple positions. We felt like we complement each other. We had a lot of areas to fill. You know, we got some depth in the post, some depth in the perimeter. We got experienced point guard. So we feel like that we have built a very solid team. We think their skill set will complement each other. And, you know, in addition, we think they will complement a Crystal Langhorn. We have Monique back. You know, Matee is returning. They've gained very valuable experience. Yeah. And, you know, I sat down with Jasmine a couple of days ago. She is super excited. She is super excited. You know, she gained a tremendous amount of experience last year. She spent the off-season, quote-unquote, off-season in check. She is so fired up. I mean, we created a YouTube video of her, of all the opponents, so she's been studying all the point guards in the league. I really think that she is going to have an exceptional year. So we're just really extremely excited about our team. You know, I emailed them the other day, you know, set the tone for training camp. I told them, I ain't playing. You know, I mean, I know it's not creative, but I ain't playing. And, you know, they email me back. They're like, Coach, we all in. We're ready. So, I mean, I hope you're fired up. They are so fired up. And they feel like, you know, they want to make their mark. They feel like they have a lot to prove, and I'm very excited about this group coming in.
I am as well, and I know you are. I know you are. And with the post players inside and the complementary players around Crystal Langhorn, you have some height in there. And that's something different this year.
Yeah, well, not only that, you know, honestly, you know, Lane's probably our best low post play, even though she's not tall. And what I found was that we didn't have players that could hit the high post shot at the five position. So the other team was able to double down on Lane, make it very difficult. Now we have two players that can hit high post shots. They're great passers, so I think it'll be just an awesome compliment for Lane. And in addition to that, you know, 6'5", 6'5", we needed some shot blockers to clog up the lane a little bit. We got that as well. You know, in order for us to run, which I prefer to run, we have to be able to rebound. So, you know, again, we have perimeter players, small forwards that rebound. Obviously, you know, Lane rebounds. We have fives that can rebound. So I'm hopeful for a lot of rebounding, a lot of running, a lot of offense. You know, I'm a defensive coach, but, you know, you got to score at least one more point to the other team to win. So we want to get up and down, and I think it's going to be enjoyable to watch.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
I'm just saying, you should have had you down there today walking through those plays.
I would have been there. Setting good screens. But this is a question for all three. With this year being the 15th season, what can the fans expect in terms of celebrating
the 15 years of the existence of the Mystics.
Well, I'll take that one, but before we get to that, I just, you know, sort of one more comment on last year and the off season thus far before we get to where we're going. There's an old Winston Churchill quote that I love, and it's pretty simple, but I think straightforward and is applicable here. And he's famous for saying, when going through hell, keep going. And, you know, last year was rough. You know, no one enjoys winning six games. We certainly know you don't. Trust me when I tell you, none of the ladies sitting up here do. On the business side, the army of folks in the red here tonight, no one enjoyed that experience. No one expected not to have Elena Beer or Monique Curry available practically the entire season, and it was a tough year. And, you know, where we go, we all feel good about where we're going. We haven't played a game yet, but I can tell you, we went through hell and we kept going. The number of changes that we've made so far, the activity on the basketball side, you know, I think that's a credit to Coach Lacey and what she's been able to do thus far. We'll have to see where we end up, but at least we can hang our hat on the fact that we kept going and we are making change, and we will look different and we will be different, and I'm confident we will play different and we'll have a better result. So. Sort of now coming full circle back to the 15th anniversary season, you know, that's a tremendous marker for us. It's a tremendous marker for women's basketball, what Laurel alluded to earlier, and it's a tremendous testament to you all. And many of you in the room here tonight have been here since day one. So the 15th anniversary, yeah, give yourself a hand. Thank you. So this year for us is a season of celebration, and it'll be a number of things that we do this year that are just a little different and perhaps a little special in comparison to a typical Mystics year. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to amp up our in-game entertainment, and we're going to give a lucky fan the chance at each home game to win $15,000 in what we're calling the $15,000 shootout. So if you're that fan selected to take part in the contest, you're going to have 30 seconds to make a layup, a foul shot, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. Is it hard?
We
got it covered, Sheila.
Is it in the budget?
By the way, Sheila, we wanted this to be a surprise for Sheila, too. So she's learning tonight about this just like you're learning about this tonight.
It's in the budget now.
So we hope, Sheila, cover your ears, we hope to give this away every time we take the court here at home this
year.
$15,000 if you make a layup, a foul shot, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot.
There's no one here that can do
it's
that.
It's hard.
You can't do it.
But
I
guess what?
Is there a waiver
but
on
guess
that?
What?
Can I do that?
We tried it, and it can be done. So that's number one. Look for the $15,000 shootout at, yes, every home game during the 2012 season.
Yeah.
Nice.
The second thing we're doing, we asked ourselves, okay, obviously we want to do something during our game experience to make it special, but the Mystics have been so much about the community during our time in D.C. through the support of our fans. What could we do that would be special for the community? So I'm proud to announce tonight that we will refurbish two basketball courts, one in the District of Columbia at Fort Davis, and one in Alexandria at the Mount Vernon Rec Center. We'll completely redo those courts as our gift to the community and our thank you to the community for 15 years of support as part of our 15th anniversary. So we're very pleased about that. And by the way, all the formal announcements of these things will come out right around draft time. We just wanted to give you, our most loyal and dedicated fans, a sneak preview here tonight. Number three, and probably the neatest, I think, of all the things we're going to do, we want to honor the greats of Mystics past. So we're going to vote on an all-time Mystics team. But when I say we, I don't mean we, I mean you. You will choose the top five all-time Mystics, and then we will have that team back, and we will recognize them on court at the first game following the Olympic break. So right around draft time, look for news on that. There will be an online voting process. You will pick that team. We will announce the players one at a time during the Olympic break. and then we will have them all here at the game coming out of the Olympic break. So look forward to that, and you can voice your opinion on who are the five greatest mystics of all time. So you can look forward to that as well. And then finally, we wanted to do something even beyond that for those special fans, the founding fans, the fans that have been here since day one. I think when you're a season ticket holder, you're a special kind of person to start with. When you're a season ticket holder through 15 years, you're really something special. And a few years ago, we recognized this group by creating the founding fans, and we put a plaque down on the concourse. Well, I think it's time to update that plaque. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to update that plaque. We're going to make it look nicer. It's going to look with the red, white, blue brand now. We'll update it. We'll have a little ceremony down on the concourse, and we'll do that around the reception. So everyone who's a founding fan who's renewed their seats for 2012 will have a special reception here, probably the week in advance of the home opener. So sometime during the week of May 14th, look for a notice coming here in the next few weeks to mark your calendar for that week. We'll have a reception to honor the founding fans. We'll rededicate the plaque downstairs. We will also provide you, present you with a special commemorative gift to signify your 15 years of dedication to the group. And then I think the neatest part of it all, we're going to make you part of our game presentation. So what we've been doing for the last couple of months is we have been going around and gathering congratulatory messages from celebrities saying thank you to the Mystics and congrats to the Mystics for 15 years. And we're going to make you a part of that process. But to give you just a little flavor of what I'm talking about, we're going to show a video right now, and then we'll talk about it some more when it's done.
Happy 15th anniversary, Washington Mystics, and we hope you have many more successful seasons.
It's Brandon Banks from the Washington Redskins. We love having you in the D.C. Pro Sports family. Happy 15th anniversary, Mystics.
What's up, D.C.? This is your hometown boy, Lamon Rucker. Want to say happy anniversary to our beautiful and talented Washington Mystics.
Thank you, Mystic, for the...
Many more!
This is Kevin Hart giving a big 15th anniversary to the Washington Mystics. I love you, ladies. You might not believe it.
Let's try the DVD.
That was Kevin Hart, and you'll see him again in just a moment, but I think it's really exciting to have the support.
So what we're going to do is we're going to film Congratulations Mystics with the founding fans group on the night of the reception, and we're going to have a much longer video. This is just a sample, but the video will be several minutes long that will play in our games. It will play online at WashingtonMystics.com. We'll post it to Facebook and Twitter. And you'll all be a part of our game presentation and our messaging this year. So just an extra benefit for a founding fan in 2012 to go along with the reception and the rededication of the plaque downstairs.
Well, Trudy, just while she's getting that ready, there are going to be 9 players on the roster with playoff experience. And Sheila, you were speaking of the playoffs and everything, but 9 players with playoff experience, that's huge in terms of being there and having done that before.
Yeah, I mean, we mean business. And so, you know, the best teacher is experience. And so, again, we wanted to have a group that had that experience, who were committed to making that happening, to happen in Washington, D.C., and that's exactly what we did. So.
But with that being said, a player like Jasmine Thomas, who was able to garner a lot of experience, especially in the second half of last season, she was starting and playing bigger minutes and then playing overseas. What has she told you about her experience over there? And I know you said that she's already prepping by watching the other players in the WNBA, but what has she told you has changed about her game?
Well, you know, one thing about being over there, they love her. But I told her, y'all love her more, so, you know. She can't stay over there. She's got to come back. But I think, you know, for Jasmine, just to have the opportunity to continue to play against that level of competition, you know, going from the college game to the professional game is very different. It's so fast. It's so physical. So she was able to work on her conditioning, her strength, her shooting, you know, her defense, her confidence, and just learning the game at a different level. In addition to that, having a player like a Dominique Canty, who has, you know, been around for a minute, but she actually has the opportunity to go against that type of player every day in practice. So, I mean, the sky's the limit with Jasmine.
And Crystal Langhorne, she's becoming now a seasoned veteran in her young age. What has she said about her experience this year and her role as a leader on this year's team?
Well, what Lang and I have talked about is, you know, they're stars and they're superstars. And superstars make players around them better. And so, you know, I've challenged Lang to help elevate our team, become a more vocal leader. I mean, you know, she's going to get it done night in and night out. And, you know, I've challenged her to make our team better, to hold them accountable, and just to, you know, to elevate our performance night in and night out.
Well, fans, right now, we're going to open the floor up for questions. If someone has a question, I can come right to you.
This is either for Dr. Johnson or Greg. Hi, Greg. I was just wondering if you could give us any information. These all sound like wonderful ideas and wonderful things that you're doing. I really appreciate that. What about television? So I know that Sparks are going to have 22 games on television. They have some kind of an arrangement with a district distributor. Could you tell us anything about the Mystics? I mean, we'll be there, but I like to have it on TV to go home and watch it again.
Sure, no problem. Currently negotiating that contract with Comcast. I don't have the specifics. I will tell you we will be back on Comcast Sportsnet, and it will be at least what we had last year, which was 10 games. I'm hopeful for more. There's a lot of pieces to that puzzle in terms of their other programming commitments, DC United being one of them, Washington Redskins training camp being another with our season running late. But we will have at minimum 10 games on Comcast Sportsnet again this year, and of course, live access available for every game. So, yes, we will most certainly be back on television.
Great news. Great news. Here's a question.
Yes, I wondered, Coach, the status of the health of Laura Harper.
Matter of fact, Harper emailed me yesterday. She's doing great, playing well, averaging almost a double-double in Turkey, which is one of the top professional international leagues, and she is very excited, and I'm excited for her. Again, you know, a player who has overcome adversity and, you know, who's also just a great person, so we're really excited to have her come and be here.
That's the best news. When I saw Laura's name pop up, that was the best news I've had in 15 years. I love that girl. Always have.
Yeah, she's a great young lady.
I do have one other thing on the television front. Hopefully everyone here had the opportunity last year to catch Mystics Magazine, which was behind the scenes look at the team. We really thought that was a great show, a complete new angle and perspective on the team. That will also be back for 2012. We'll show it on Comcast Sportsnet, and we'll also make it available on WashingtonMystics.com. So look for Mystics Magazine again this year as well.
We have another question here.
Yes, Coach. Teams that so completely retool their roster in the offseason often have a hard time gelling when the real season starts. Why do you think the Mystics will be different?
I'm not sure that's always the case. Matter of fact, we're researching teams that have had turnarounds. I mean, the Detroit Lions, for example, is an example of a team that did that in football. So, but what I will tell you is when we went after players, not only did we go after good players, we went after what we thought were good people that already had the team approach to basketball. So, you know, first and foremost, a team has to come into training camp with that mindset that it's going to be team first. And, you know, I would tell you that the young ladies that we have on our team, they're about winning. They're about doing whatever it takes for our team to be successful. And that's what I think will make the difference for us this season.
Any other questions? I'll come right to you. As fast as I can. In these shoes. Okay.
3-inch heels instead of 10-inch.
I know you've talked about all the changes on the roster. Did we not add a new assistant coach as well?
We did.
Can you enlighten us about Grandmama?
Yeah, Grandmama, you may have remember playing for Phoenix. Little bit younger than me, but not much. But you know, so that I can add her to the pickup game. So Greg's really worried because I'm stacking my team.
Just so you know how the pickups games go, it's Trudy, the basketball operations team. Any Mystics player happens to be in town on her squad, and any Wizards that are on the road versus me and the new media department. So, with all due respect to the new media department, that's not our strength, but we go out and we compete the best we can.
We get the wins anyway, we can take it, Greg. I forgot. Oh, Jen. I got carried away. But no, listen, you know what? Jen is first of all, I love her. She's a wonderful human being. She, I think, will help us a great deal, not only with the post game, but just overall. She's very energetic, very positive. Obviously has a lot of WNBA experience, having been a head coach in this league. She now has international experience. She's working with the Olympic team, so she brings a wealth of knowledge. And so, again, I think we've upgraded in a lot of positions, and she's one of them. So we're very, very happy to have Jen join us.
And in the spirit of first you don't succeed, try again. Let's take another look at this video.
Happy 15th anniversary, Washington Mystics, and we hope you have many more successful seasons.
It's Brandon Banks from the Washington Redskins. We love having you in the D.C. Pro Sports family. Happy 15th anniversary, Mystics.
What's up, D.C.? This is your hometown boy, Lamond Rucker. Want to say happy anniversary to our beautiful and talented Washington Mystics.
Thank you, Mystics, for the greatest 15 years. And many more!
Yes, Tomahawk giving a big 15th anniversary to the Washington Mystics. I love you, ladies. You might not believe it, but I'm telling you, I do.
Hi, this is Dwayne DeRosario of DC United, wishing the Washington Mystics a happy 15th anniversary.
Congrats to the Mystics, 15 years. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Poochaw from BET Show The Game. And I want to wish the Washington Mystics a very beautiful, happy 15th year anniversary. God bless y'all.
Check it out, y'all. This is kind of a happy 15 for the Washington Mystics. Y'all stay up. Hey, go get the championship. That's what we do. Love.
So just the tip of the iceberg of the many people who have had the opportunity and willingness and actually have approached us in many cases to say, hey, we'd like to wish the Mystics congratulations on 15 years. And I'm sincere when I say when they're saying congratulations to us, they are saying congratulations to you as well. And we're very pleased and honored to have you as our fans, our season ticket holders, and we're extraordinarily excited about adding you to that video because of all the folks who will be in that video, you are the most important one. So I look forward to that day with you sometime during the week of May 14th.
Fantastic. And Sheila, just a quick question. In terms of how to engage the fans who haven't renewed yet, what are the keys for those fans?
I guess I may have to make a personal phone call. You think that would work?
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I have a couple ideas, too.
Uh-oh. What?
Well, first and foremost, you know, look around the room. We literally have an army of folks in red who represent not only the biggest but the best ticket sales and service department in the WNBA. On the sales side, led by Jim Vanstone, Bill Haney, Mike Reagan, Jake Reynolds. On the service side, Kirk Madsen and Greg Maneras. They are here for you to help you in any way they possibly can to get the most and best out of the experience. And then I will tell you, if they haven't already told you, the USA basketball game is an extraordinary opportunity. Never again, perhaps, will you have the opportunity to catch not one, but two Olympic teams playing in one venue in the same day. The women will play, and then they'll be followed by the men, both against Brazil. If you haven't had an opportunity to look at that piece of literature that was sent to you, take a close look. As a season ticket holder, you're going to have the opportunity to buy into that game at, in some cases, 80 and 90% off of the gate price. It's a tremendous benefit to you, a tremendous sign of gratitude from the ticketing department to you. Please take advantage of it and become part of that historic day here in Washington on July 16th. And if you haven't renewed your seats yet and you're thinking about it, please do so by April 18th to take advantage of that opportunity. The other thing I would tell you is I truly believe that this year the on-court success of the team is going to be there. It's the 15th anniversary. The things we all already mentioned are going to be special. Sheila mentioned the Girl Scouts. There will be 200,000 Girl Scouts in Washington, D.C. on June 9th for the Rock the Mall celebration on the National Mall. The night before, June 8th, we hope to have many, many, many of those young ladies here for a special Girl Scout night with GEICO. So mark that day down on your calendar. Just a couple others because I'm on a roll. Oh, breast health awareness.
It's right up there.
Breast
there
health awareness game and auction. Back again, September 16th, one of our favorite nights of the year, not only because of the unique opportunity to get team apparel and take part in experiential type of activities with the team, but the money raised goes to such a good cause. Still to breast health awareness and breast cancer cure initiatives. However, this year we're with Innova on this campaign, so come out and support that night, our first year with Innova. Dads and daughter and Title IX, we're going to combine those two important events on June the 15th. We're going to celebrate the relationships dads have with their daughters. On the same night, we're going to celebrate an historic anniversary for that important piece of legislation in Title IX and make that a two-win event for us. Of course, the home opener on May 19th, preceded by training camp on the 29th, and believe it or not, the WNBA draft is less than a month away. So lots going on for the 15th anniversary season. Thank you for those of you who have renewed. For those of you here tonight who have yet to make that decision, hopefully something that we mentioned here resonates with you. Please take some time and talk to your account representative, your service representative, or come see one of us and let us help you get back for what promises to be the most exciting, best, and memorable season yet for Mystics basketball.
And I think tonight when you go home, call some people that you know that have not renewed, and they're like cliffhanging here. Talk about what you heard tonight. Talk to them about what's going to happen. You all are also our salespeople. You're our ambassadors. We need you. We can't do it all alone, but we need you to help us.
Before you leave, one thing I want to say to you, okay? You know, in life sometimes, like, everybody goes through tough times, right? Everybody can hang with you when you're up, right? You need somebody to keep you up when you're down. And you guys hung with us. The ladies appreciated. You know, they play their hearts out. They, as Greg said, went through hell. And you stuck with them. And it's like, you know, when you have just a few good friends that you can depend on no matter what, you know what that feels like? Well, we feel that way about you. And I just want to say to you on behalf of our ladies how much we appreciate that. We value you. We are going to do everything in our power to bring success to the court this year. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to make every layup, every free throw out. You know, as a coach, of course, I wish that would happen. But they are committed to having the best season, and they are very committed to you. So on behalf of them, I wanted to say to you, thank you very much for your support, your continued support. And here's the other thing that I want you to help me with, okay? But you know what they say, without a vision, the people what? We got to give them a vision, okay? My vision is to bring, to do what's never been done, to bring a championship here, okay, for the Mystics. That's my vision, right? So what we have to do is we have to infuse them. We have to empower them. So every time you see them,
you know, instead of that little voice saying, oh, Lord, you know, why y'all did it, y'all did it. You tell them how great they are, how wonderful they are, how awesome they are, how they're second to none, because that's what I'm telling them, okay? You know, and they begin to believe it, and then guess what? They play like it, okay? So I'm asking you to be my assistant coach, because I already told my coaches this, and I've already told the girls this. This is what I'm preaching. Is it going to be perfect? No, it never is. You know, something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, right? But what I do know, if we can tell them what they can become and who they can become, they will become it. Okay? So you can be in agreement with me on that?
Yeah.
All right. You're all in?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
So I usually end these things with a 1, 2, 3, go Mystics. Hopefully you can help me with that tonight. 1, 2, 3,
go Mystics!
Thank you, everybody. We look forward to seeing you soon.